Stargazer Time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny and very troubled planet. And as usual, we are very fortunate to have the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips. We've got him on the line, too. Hey, Chris, welcome back. What's in store this week?
Hey, Dave. Good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn in the south before dawn. Also, don't forget that Venus can be seen in the western evening sky at sunset. The moon this week will be approaching its first quarter phase, and so the skies will remain nice and dark through to the end of the week.
And amidst all of this chaos that we're experiencing with the pandemic, I understand that you have an astronomy-related birthday to offer us a brief moment of celebration.
Yes, we do indeed. And as you said, it's important during times like this to celebrate our collective achievements and remind ourselves of what we can achieve when we work together. This week, we are celebrating the 30th birthday of the Hubble Space Telescope, a remarkable milestone in one of the most important space missions in human history. Hubble, with its awe-inspiring images, not only wowed us and fueled our love for exploration, but it also revolutionized how we view the universe.
And this is really something for a celebration, too, because at 30, it's still serving us, but there was no guarantee this thing would even work at the offset, right?
Indeed. When Hubble was first launched, it was plagued with problems, many of which were the result of a misshapen mirror, and that almost made the telescope worthless.
That was until a space shuttle visit.
That's right, and the astronauts arrived on a maintenance mission to restore Hubble's sight and upgrade its instruments, and this opened the floodgates of science, and Hubble has hit it out of the park ever since, with one incredible discovery after another.
Man, are they lucky that that thing hadn't been placed further away, huh?
Right, exactly. Like, new telescopes like the James Webb will be unable to be serviced because they'll be so far away. So we got very lucky indeed.
Rolling the dice with a lot of cash. That's a big investment to not know what's going to happen.
It certainly is.
And as we look towards the future, this thing's just, it's like the Energizer Bunny, huh? It's no plans on stopping anytime soon.
Right, Hubble will keep on rocking so long as its instruments can still function. And so we can expect many more years of incredible science from this amazing space observatory. Happy birthday, Hubble.
Absolutely. And thank you so much, Christopher Phillips, for the report. Appreciate it.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week with Stargazer, which you can find at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.